Hello, everyone. This is Esperantha Ray, your host with New Consciousness, New World. Welcome to the show. If this is your first time, we hope you enjoy it and come back again. And for those of you who have been with us before, we have a very interesting topic to discuss today, the Black Eye Children, which is something I think by accident found online. And so we're going to be discussing that. Before we get into that, though, I'd like to share our next topic. In about 2 weeks, our new show will be on secrets of mass manipulation. Okay, so we'll cover several ways where we're being mass manipulated without or with our knowledge. So we'll be discussing that in 2 weeks. If that's kind of thing it attracts you or you're interested in finding out ways we're being mass manipulated, please join us. Invite your friends and share the show with them so that they too can benefit. Okay, so let's get to the topic of our show today. The Black Eye Children. There's been a lot of stories online about these children that have black eye. No part of your eye is white, but completely absolute dark black eyes. And they tend to have very light, pale skin. That's kind of interesting because there have been some associations with vampires since vampires are so popular nowadays through the science fiction movies. So there are stories that talk about the Black Eye Children, whether they really exist. Some people have doubts whether this is a fad that's happening online. And other people are talking about the terror, and other people are talking about people disappearing who have actually let them in or are planning to let them in. Maybe it's a hoax. That was one of my questions. I really wanted to know whether this was a hoax. So I decided to talk to Spirit and ask Spirit what this was all about. And I got some very interesting responses. The thing is, my goal is to write on spiritual topics for about half an hour, maybe at the most two, when I'm writing when I'm writing for my books. Then I'm, you know, usually writing 2 hours in the morning between 7 to 9 or 6 to 8, more or less. The interesting part, though, is sometimes I'll start writing just for topics for this show for about half an hour, and it just basically goes. I go down to meditative state. I talk to Spirit. I ask questions on a specific topic, or I might even ask Spirit what Spirit would like me to address in the show. Now, let me explain, first of all, what I mean by Spirit. When I talk about the Spirit, I'm not talking about spirits. I'm not talking about entities that you contact through a Ouija board or whatever. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, the one person within the Trinity that composes the body of God, or the idea or the beingness of God's consciousness, okay? So that's first clarification. Second clarification is basically this show is dedicated to all things that are spiritual and with focus on the Christ consciousness, absolutely Christ consciousness. This is not focused on witches. It's not focused on basically tarot cards reading or ESP. Because with the Christ consciousness, connecting with the divine self, all these things are added. You don't need to be doing that specifically. However, unfortunately, people, when they start the initiate process of moving into the spiritual realm and awakening to higher consciousness, get caught up and oftentimes distracted. So for the purpose of this, this is not what the show is about. So today, when we talk about the Black Eye Children, we're going to cover several topics or several sections within the Black Eyed Children. What are they? How do they get here? Their purpose? And most important, how to protect yourselves against these children. Now, once you have the protection process in place, please don't consider that you can go out there and be egotistical and even provoke a situation. That's not the purpose of this protection. The purpose of this protection is to protect you when you are truly in danger or in a very negative situation. And we'll be talking about this. We'll be talking, the protection deals with the pillar of light, which if you've been listening to the show before, you've may have already participated in the pillar of light meditation. We'll have an affirmation, which is the Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabayoth, Ein Sof, Or. And then we'll talk about, while you're at meditative state, we'll actually show you how to go into meditative state and protect yourself, how you can call on the pillar of light, and how you can use that to protect yourself in this given situation and in any other situation where you might be in danger. And with the protection in mind, I'll give you several little stories on how the protection has helped people by utilizing it. And I'll give you a specific story about a woman in New York who was at gunpoint. Okay? All right, so let's get going. Like I said, I'm not sure exactly how I heard about the children with the black eyes, to be honest with you. I know that I somehow came across it online. I have very unusual things happening with my computer sometimes. Screens will pop up, things that I'm not looking for, but they'll lead me into interesting information or something that I've been asking a question on. So it's always interesting when these things happen because they have a purpose. And of course, the Black Eyed Children is a great example of this, how we can utilize our gifts and share those gifts with others when we find things online that are very negative. Now, again, some of you may say, well, you know what? I really don't believe in Satan. I don't believe in the devil. I don't believe in entities. I don't believe in good or evil. I believe that we're going through bad and evil already here, or hell is already existent on earth, or I have no belief that there is God. I believe that there's a force. Well, God can be anything. We don't really know what God is. We're limited by our 3-4 dimensional consciousness. To try to understand a multi-dimensional consciousness is beyond our comprehension. We can get glimpse of that being, and we can understand that we are divine beings made in the image of God. We are divine beings made in the image of God. And I'm going to repeat it again. We are divine beings made in the image of God. Okay. So now that we understand that, we also need to understand something that's very important. Why are these beings here? What is their purpose? And that's really very, very key. First of all, let's start with what they are. So when I asked this question of spirit, the answer was interesting. And it took me a little bit of time to swallow. Now, some of you may ask, especially those of you who may be new to the show, may ask, well, who are you to say that you are talking to spirit? Who are you to say that this information you're getting is from spirit? Well, the fact that I've been doing meditation for over 33 years, and that the way I was trained and taught and got certified in and became an instructor in, not only provide you with information, but it provides you with a process where you can actually see that the information you are getting is in fact true, real, and factual. And that, when you have that experience, you begin to recognize the information. And, you know, the Bible, interesting enough, again, this is not a class on religion. I refer to the Word of God because this is a Christian show. It's about Christ, the consciousness of Christ, the spiritual growth within that consciousness, all right? So I apologize for the noise. Let me turn this off right now. This is my fax machine, actually. But anyway, normally it doesn't ring when we're on the show, but unfortunately today it is ringing. My apologies again. And let's continue with the show. So those are the fact that you can actually sense that the information you are getting is real, actual information, and you are able to verify that information as being real. That's when you have the knowledge and the certainty. When you get additional information that sometimes it's not physical or does not have a verifiable outcome. Well, in reality, I have to say that I always ask of Spirit to verify something three times, not once, but three times, to verify that the information that I'm getting is correct. All right. And so that's very important for me and for you to also understand that it's key that you know how I'm getting this information so you can understand why I'm sharing this information with you. Okay. So what are these entities or these children with the black eyes? Well, when I asked of Spirit the question, do they really exist? The response was yes. And, you know, a lot of spiritual people don't believe in the devil. They don't believe in demons, and they don't believe in negative entities. Well, again, if we take into account the Bible, which contains the Word of God, and if we have any belief in the Word of God, the Bible is very accurate in telling you, or it's very affirmative in telling you that they do exist. The devil, Satan, Lucifer, and the demons do exist. So let's look a little bit into what are demons for those of you who may not know that part as well. Let's give a little bit of a historical knowledge or understanding of the background of the origin of these children, all right? If you read the history of Christianity, or if you've heard stories about Christ and the origins of humanity and the world, if you have interest in those kind of things, then you'll know that there is a creator God, and within that creator God, there is a hierarchy of angels. You have the seraphims, you have the archangels, you have the guardian angels, and so on. So there's a series of structures and levels, you might say, and they each one has a specific purpose, but their main purpose, the purpose they were created for, is to be in the service of God. Their will is the same as God's will. So what God's will desires, the angels all follow. Well, God decided to, one of these days, in the same way he created the universe and other planets, he decided he was going to create a planet called Earth. In reality, they call it, in their realm of existence, they call it Terra. And this little planet called Terra, which is within our solar system, and which is where we are located, this place, well, he decided to create Adam and Eve, a woman and a man, and that was the origin of the family. So with Adam and Eve, humanity begins. And, I mean, this is the traditional story that's being told. There's other aspects of it which, you know, some of you may already be aware of. But for the purpose of the topic of this, of today, the black-eyed children, we're going to focus on this, the standard version of creation, all right? So basically, God decided to create man and woman and give them free will and created a paradise place for them to live in, and this was called Eden, the Garden of Eden, which everything, they had everything they needed in here, and everything was perfect. There was no aging, there was no illness, there was no fear, there was no anger. Everything was just perfect. Okay, now the angel Lucifer is one of God's most brilliant angels, and he's the bearer of light, and that's where the name comes from, Lucifer, and comes from the word Latin luce, which means light. So anyway, Lucifer couldn't believe, and he was actually pissed off and angry at God for creating man. Okay, so Lucifer decides that he is not going to respect humankind, that he is not interested in these inferior beings, and he's pretty ticked off at God, so much so that Lucifer decides that he's going to rebel. Now, we call Lucifer he as being a male. In reality, angels, of course, we know have no gender. So, but for the purpose of the story, we'll just follow the tradition. Okay, so now we have Lucifer. Well, Lucifer not only leaves, but he takes with him. Now, understand that Lucifer was an archangel. Satan is a more regular angel. He didn't quite make the archangel realm. So Lucifer works with Satan, and they work together and create their own hierarchy. And along when he decided that he was going to turn against God, he took one third of all the angels of heaven with him, or should we say that one third of the angels of heaven agreed with him in not having respect for man. But that wasn't enough. You know, having the fall and turning against God was not enough. He wanted to make man fall as well and not be able to share in the divine existence or divine Eden, the place of perfection that they lived in. So that's when, disguised as a serpent, he tempts, you know, Eve, and all these things take place. The original sin is born, we're kicked out of Eden, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so that's one of the things. Now, who are the demons then? The demons are the fallen hierarchies, and any being that decides to co-participate with them and turn against humanity and create the downfall of humanity so it can never ascend to or follow the process of traditional evolution. Because humanity is one of the many races out there in the universe, and we evolve just like any other race. And the purpose is for us now to ascend to the fifth dimension. We have gone through the dimensions originally, and we're in the fourth dimension at this point, which is three dimensions of space and one dimension of time, creates a four-dimensional reality, which we call reality, but in truth, it's an illusion. All right. It's an illusion because in this place, we think we're separated from God. And we were at one with God through the fall. Veils were created around us, much like a cocoon of darkness, which prevented us and separated us from our God consciousness, from our God divinity, and from understanding who we were and being able to be in perfect oneness and communion with God. However, through the evolutionary process, that will be a given as well. Again, it's just a matter of time. Now, so what does this have to do with the black-eyed children? Well, very good question. The black-eyed children from spirit, I'm told, are beings that are demonic. They are not born. being born would mean following the natural process of being, a couple having intimacy and having a child, and then that child is born into the world and it has a soul. The birth process, it was created by God. It was a gift given to woman and man, and they were able to reproduce because at this point, once they had fallen, they aged. We now age, we get old, and we die. So if for humanity to continue, there has to be a reproduction process. And God put in place this reproduction process for evolution so that we could gradually evolve to our true level again in the God consciousness. What these beings that we call the fallen hierarchies, the angel, Lucifer, Satan, and the fallen hierarchies, these are what we call demons, okay? They have turned from God. God stands for love. God is the vibration of sound, music, and light, all encompassed into one. Well, think of a dual system that we exist in. Satan and the hierarchy of the fallen angels are just exactly the opposite of that. Absence of light, absence of love, and a very strong and unrelentless hatred for mankind and a desire to destroy humanity or turn humanity into darkness, never to rise again. So we are currently in the starting point of the ascension process. The energy vibration that is penetrating the world at this point and right now is extremely strong. This is the thing. For those of us, or for those people whose energy vibration is in balance with these energies that are coming into the planet, then we are able to manifest and maintain our balance through the entire process. However, when you're not in balance with those energies, it creates more friction. It creates more negativity. And this is one of the reasons why we're hearing so much about violence against children. We're hearing violence against women. We're hearing violence against men. We're hearing about wars spreading here and there. Now, yes, I know that we've always had wars. I understand that. It's been a purifying process, a purification process. However, this is the last time of the, this is the last of the purification phases, and therefore we have to eliminate and clear out all negativity. Well, there are forces in place that work with the hierarchies of light, beings that actually exist physically or to what we understand to be physical, but are a much higher vibration that are working in favor to help us in the ascension process. These are beings of light, not angels, but beings of light. And they work with the hierarchy of light and are part of the God consciousness because they work within the vibration of love. There's the ones that don't work with the vibration of love, but work with the vibration of fear, anger, hatred. And those are the ones that are trying to keep us within this realm. So what happens? And what does this again have to do with the black-eyed children? Well, the black-eyed children are not conceived through the normal process because these beings that have turned against God want to do everything against the process that God has established in place, against the biological, natural processes that exist in the universe, that exist in nature, that exist on the planet, and that exist in all beings of light. They want to go against it. The other reason this is happening is because they want to manifest at this point in time, holding a negative energy on the planet, so the planet cannot ascend in its vibration because the vibration is getting higher and higher and it's getting faster and faster in its ascending. And by holding negative thoughts and creating fear all around us, that brings the vibration down. However, it only requires one positive thought to negate a hundred. So imagine how much power we have as beings of light. Okay, so what these beings are, they're demons. And the way they're brought into our planet, they're being basically through satanic ritual or pagan rituals or evil rituals where sacrifices are produced and where children are being mutilated or even killed, and they're brought back to life. The bodies are being brought to life, and the entities are being basically, the word I'm looking for is brought into or manifested into the bodies of these children that are being killed. We know that children go missing. They disappear. Teenagers, adults. There's also talk of slavery. Well, that is an outcome of all this stuff, but we won't go into that today because that alone is a topic of its own. But the whole thing is very much related, because all that is fear and all that is negative is pretty much related. And the beings that are involved in this process, human people like you and like me, there is a group of people who are in favor of the ascension process, but there is a group of people who are not. So these sacrifices and are offered up, and entities and demons all call forth to take over and possess the body. Now, I've mentioned this before in the show, that there are different levels of possession, but this is a different kind of possession. This is actually physical manifestation of an entity, and there are several ways that possession occurs. One is through the possession of a child or an adult or a teenager, of a person basically, through a demonic entity. And within that, there's three levels: possession or control through a second person, that and the entity is not physically within the person but outside of it. Manipulation directly to the person being outside of the body. And the third level is when the entity actually has managed to degrade the person's energy to the extent that they can possess the body. Because first of all, and this is very important you understand to protect yourselves, no entity can go against the free will of God, and that is, they cannot possess you unless you consent or give permission out of fear, out of anger, or out of just plain desire. Okay, so that's the first thing you need to understand. These beings, the children, as well as any entity, cannot come forth, violate your free will against God's will, because God will step down immediately with his legions of angels, and they will take them down. They will be utterly destroyed. The protection we're going to be learning here today is going to pretty much do the same thing. So please, you know, stay with us and for the protection section of the meditation that we're going to be doing, because it's powerful. It's so powerful. You will be amazed. Okay. So what is their purpose here? Well, it's interesting, because the first thought that came to mind when I asked the question was, they're gatherers, they're gathering. Well, I ended up going online and was looking through some things to prepare for this show. And guess what? I found the word gatherers. I said, isn't that interesting? Verification again of what the information that I'm getting is correct. What are they gathering? Guess what? They're gathering you, me. They're gathering souls. They're gathering souls to be condemned to hell. Because once the resurrection takes place, once the ascension takes place, time will stop and space will disappear, and these, we will all be ascending if we choose to be in the God's side, and if we choose to follow the teachings of Christ, of Jesus, Yeshua, the Christ consciousness. If we choose God's side, people, and when we fail to choose, we oftentimes are making a choice already. We are actually making a choice. So there's no, you know, one leg here and one leg on the other side. You're either for God or you are not for God. We're in a dual system, and until we ascend, that's the way it is. So you can't play both sides. You have to make a choice. And the question that some of you need to ask yourselves, those of you who have actually had experiences with these children, you have to ask yourself, what in your past has driven you away from the Christ consciousness, from the God light, from the God love? What actions, what thoughts, what patterns of behavior have led you to this? You are being sought out, you're being pursued, and you are being gathered to prevent these souls from ascending at the end of time, okay? Not the end of the world, the end of time, okay? So this is very important that you understand that. The purpose is to gather, and specifically to gather souls that they feel that they can manipulate into a, to some degree they have a level of degradation of their in your energy vibration field. So that's why it's important, prayer, contemplation, or connecting with a God consciousness through contemplation and meditation. Okay, some of you may like that, some of you may not. The choice is yours. You know, you have the choice. The reasons you're in the situation you are is because of those choices that you have made. And it is based on the choice you continue to make that these beings can come and gather you. Okay. Now, I haven't gone through there for weeks and weeks reading about these children. I like to get some input and some research, but then most of the information I like to gather from spirit. And I'll basically say that in some of the stories that I have seen, there have been a few people or one person specifically says she actually invited them in. And what happened when she invited them in? Well, she managed to get out, but while she was there and they kind of surrounded her, one child on one side and the other one on the other, so kind of preventing her from leaving out the door, what happened was that she felt herself fainting or passing away or becoming unconscious. And then she manages to push through past them. And yes, they do have a kind of hypnotical level of awareness. It's the energy vibration that they have. If those of you who are into science fiction on vampires, you know, vampires have that same mesmerizing look, and it's a state of a vibration that they set you in where you go into a state that kind of takes away from your free will. They cannot do that. They cannot do that unless you invite them in. That's why they want you to invite them in. They cannot put one foot in your house unless you allow them, unless you, with your free will, make the choice to do so. They know that. They cannot, I repeat, cannot, under any circumstance, do anything unless you give them permission. Now, if you're thinking maybe it'd be interesting to find out what's going to happen, I wouldn't ask you to play that game. You're putting your soul, your eternal life on the line, people. And it's not, this is not a joke. These beings are extremely, extremely evil. All right. Now, I have seen, the first time I started seeing demons, or what I call shadows, because that's what they really like, look like. If you've seen the movie Ghost, the look is similar. I have never seen them crawling, though, on the ground. I usually seen them crawling through the around the walls. But in the movie Ghost, they crawl on the ground, and they make a really weird sound. I have not really heard that sound ever before. But that's when I started to be being able to see those types of demons. When I was working with at-risk teenagers who were into drugs, alcohol, promiscuity, sex, and all kinds of stuff, verbal and physical abuse and all of this, which is goes hand in hand. So these are things that will degrade and downright degenerate your energy vibration, which in turns degrades your DNA, and therefore you will have to rebuild that energy vibration. All right. I'm keeping here an eye on the clock because I do want you to have enough time for the meditation. So let me continue. We know through quantum physics that all things are made out of energy. And based on the thought patterns, your actions, your behavior, the words you use, whether they come from a good place within the heart or they come from a bad place outside of the heart, out of anger, frustration, and jealousy, stubbornness, whatever, you know, if it comes from that place, then it impacts you. When you fight, when you argue with people, it doesn't feel good. When people put you down, it doesn't feel good because those are not positive things, okay? So these children are here precisely to gather those people who are within those energy fields. Now, remember, you still have time, and until you give them permission, they cannot touch you. They cannot do anything to you. Don't offer them help. Don't offer them any kind of recommendation, support, or anything, regardless of how bad or you feel for them. And make sure that before you allow anything, that you look into their eyes, because they do try to avoid eye contact with you. So we understand now why, what they are, why they're here, how they're brought into the planet, and what their purpose is. And again, the more and more as the we get closer and closer to the ascension process and people are out of balance, more rampant wars will take place. We are hearing of the wars taking place already in spreading out through different other countries now. And it's going to happen, unfortunately, because it's not just about the individual letting go of their karma or letting go of any cause and effect. It's about the cities. It's about the towns. It's about the countries. It's about the areas, the continents. All of these different levels have to purge their negativity, because at the fifth dimensional level, actually at the fourth dimensional level already, we are, the energy vibration is high so that we can let go and release by manifesting all our thoughts. We are put in a position of learning our thought process, of learning that all these negative things do not serve us. And letting go of these, we can now pass over to the fifth dimension. In the fifth dimension, there can be no negativity because all things are interconnected and we are one with the God consciousness. Therefore, negativity and duality no longer exist. That is why we need to shed in the same way a snake sheds its skin. We need to shed all this and we need to release it and we need to let it go. Their purpose is also to instill fear and terror. One of the other things, their purpose is also to give testimony that these beings do exist, much to the surprise of a lot of spiritual people and a lot of people who don't believe in anything. This is one verification, proof that there is evil. Evil exists and evil is there. It is the time now for us to transcend this evil state, this evil that is to some degree impacting us depending on our level of vibration, okay? These children have no feelings. They have no compassion. They have no understanding or caring about you, your family, your friends, nothing. They know no compassion, they know no love, because that has not been taught them. And they occupy bodies that have already been brought into this earth because they are not going through the natural birth process. They do not want to go through the baby steps, learning to talk, learning to walk. There's no time for that. It is time for them to start gathering as many souls to create as much chaos, to create as much fear as possible. And as we get closer and closer to the transitioning, you will begin to see this happening more and more. You will be they will become more and more of them because they're being brought forth. It can be brought forth pretty fast if you're providing human sacrifices or you're enslaving people. So this is what these people are doing. And those of you who are on the, who are very close to the borderline, and, you know, I'm not perfect, so I'm, you know, I have to work at it all the time too. But we need to manage our fear. We need to manage our anger. We need to manage our words, our actions. I mean, sometimes the words I hear on people around or on television are just downright ridiculous, of abusive and downgrading and blasphemous. Okay, to humanity and to God, the Creator. So, I mean, honestly. And how they impact us, again, is by creating fear around us, by trying to manipulate us, trying to coerce us, trying to even lie to us. So, again, remember always, they cannot touch one hair on your head unless you allow it. Because if you not consent to it, they cannot touch you. Okay, so now let's get going with the protection. We're going to go into a meditative state, which you can do yourself. I'm going to teach you a specific way to go meditative state, which was provided to me by the angels. You can use any other state, meditative state that you are familiar with if you don't remember how to do this, but this is very straightforward and simple. Basically, seven breaths, and at the same time that you're breathing, you're focusing your attention on your entire body, like you're scanning your body from head to toe while you're breathing in and while you're breathing out. So we count to seven, then you say the most powerful prayer or chant, whatever you want to use for protection. And then we call on the pillar of light and we call on the mantra Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Tzavaoth, and so forth. If you cannot remember the mantra, remember the pillar. The pillar is a pillar of white light that surrounds you. You can expand it to cover in go over other people to protect them as well. You can expand it as much as your imagination will allow. With practice, you will realize that you can use it and expand it almost to the entire planet. So let's go ahead and start this. Take a deep breath. Slowly and scan your body from head to toe, focusing your attention on your entire body. And as you exhale, do the same, scanning up and down from head to toe. And repeat mentally, 1, 1, 1. Take another deep breath and scan your body from head to toe, going deeper into a higher state of consciousness, connecting with your divine self. Exhale, scanning, continuing, releasing all that is negative from within, any negative thoughts, feelings, or stress points in your body. Letting go, 2, 2, 2. Take another deep breath, and as you inhale, scanning head to toe, releasing all vibration that is not in perfect balance with the energy of light, love. As you exhale, focus again your attention to head to toe, scanning up and down, releasing, letting go. Mentally repeating number 333. Another deep breath, scanning from head to toe. Feel your energy light vibration going higher and higher. And as you exhale, continue to scan up and down and release anything that is not within that light vibration. Let it all go. Repeat mentally the number 444. Take another deep breath, and as you inhale, scan from top to bottom, bottom to top, going deeper into a more relaxed, healthier state of being. And as you exhale, release any imbalances in your energy field, and mentally repeat the number 55444. Take another deep breath, and as you inhale, feel your energy vibration reaching a higher peak, almost transcending to a higher consciousness. And as you exhale, release any energy vibration that is not in balance with your higher energy and your divine being. Mentally repeat and visualize the number 666. Take another deep breath, and as you inhale, feel your energy vibration heightened higher and higher as you are connected to the divine sound of the God consciousness, sound, vibration, and light. And as you exhale, let go and release all that is not in balance with that vibration. Mentally repeat the number 777. You are now in a perfect state of consciousness, relaxed, calm, focused, and centered. Feel a beam of light moving through your body from head to toe, releasing, relaxing, and soothing. Now take a moment to say your most powerful vibration. For example, the Our Father for Christians, a mantra, or a holy word that holds powerful meaning. Take a moment to do that. Relax, go deeper. Now we're going to use the Kadosh. Before we say the Kadosh, visualize a pillar of white light connecting and surrounding your body completely, as if you are enveloped, surrounded, enclosed by this pillar of white light. Connects you directly with the God consciousness and your divine self. And through the divine self to the God divine. Relax and allow this to take place. And the words that you can repeat several times, three times, are the Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Tzavayoth, Ein Sof, or Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Tzavayoth, Ein Sof. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Tzavayoth, Ein Sof. This means, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, so be it. And that's exactly what calls on the power of the pillar as well. So two enforcements, visual, sound vibration that brings the harmony into alignment with your body, connecting you with the divine energy of the God consciousness. This white light is so powerful that it's used by the hierarchies of light as a form of salutation, so that they are indeed able to verify that the person or being that they're interacting with is of the light as well. Any being that is not of the light is automatically destroyed when they try to lie when using this protective mantra or visualization. It is used also for healing, for knowledge, and more important, for protection. It is the unconditional, limitless light and love of God. It is the most powerful vibration that exists. Nothing in the universe that is not of the light can withstand this energy vibration. So now imagine surrounding and stretching out this pillar to encompass your home, your room, surrounding you, expanding through the room, expanding through your home, connecting all things with the perfect vibration of the God consciousness of the light, and most important, love. Love is the most powerful vibration that exists and connects all things everywhere. Absorb this light vibration and expand it and feel it encompass, surround your home, protecting it. Nothing that is not of the light or of love can come or enter your sacred home, your sacred space, as long as you can put this light in, use to protect and you can set it on automatic pilot so that it is always on and consistently and continuously. When you feel yourself in moments of danger, allow and invoke this light to protect you and allow it to surround you and anyone else with you. When you go into a car, you can use this light to help you keep yourself safe and prevent accidents. Many people have used this light, and when in an accident situation, the cars come close to each other, but they don't actually hit, or the accident is completely and absolutely prevented. All right? So just bathe in this light and know that you can call upon this pillar of light whenever you desire. It is the most powerful energy vibration that exists in the universe. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, back to the conscious back to your here and now, fully conscious of where you are and aware. 1, 2, coming out slowly. At the count of 5, you will find yourself back in the here and now, fully conscious and aware. 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake. Feel yourself back in the here and now, fully conscious, fully in the moment. All right. Remember, you can call upon this, and the story that I was going to share with you is one, a lady in New York came into her home and, went into her apartment and basically closed the door, but for some reason, the door was not locked. As soon as she was in the house, within about a second or two after she had closed the door, someone bursts in to her apartment, kicking down the door, and enters into her home, holds a gun to her head, and asks her for all her money. She uses the sacred mantra, she uses the sacred pillar, and as even though she goes ahead and gives everything she has to the perpetrator, he says, "I'm still going to kill you." He decides, "You know what? I'm still going to kill you." So he holds the gun to her temple and is basically moving his finger to pull the trigger. She calls on the pillar and she calls on the sacred mantra, Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabaoth, and so forth. And basically, the bullet, as he pulls the trigger, the bullet falls to the ground. The guy is in shock, runs out of the house screaming and yelling, and she is standing on the floor kneeling, also in a bit of shock. This is how powerful these divine names are, these divine words are. They're extremely powerful. So remember how to use them. Join us again next week for mass manipulation secrets, dirty secrets of mass manipulation, and how they affect us, how they're used, and how we can protect ourselves against. And one of the ways is, I'll tell you, in a couple of weeks. Please join us again. This is Esperanza Ray, your host. I wanted to leave you with a little bit of a message too. Regardless of what you have done, what sins you have committed, and by sins, I'm not referring to the religious term of the word sins. Sins, I'm referring to going against the word or the will of God, going against the natural laws that God has put forth for the running and functioning of all the universes and planets and solar systems. When we go against that, we commit a sin. When we are mean to someone, we commit a sin. When we commit a sin, we are degrading our energy vibration. Remember that regardless of how many times you have sinned, you have been fully forgiven beforehand through the death of Christ. He has cleared your slate. He has cleared my slate. You are free as long as you acknowledge that fact, and as long as you stand steady in that fact and follow the rules of God's creation, follow the word of God, If you choose that, nothing will go against you. You will be part of the ascension process because you are a divine being. You are made in the image of God. That's how much God cares about you. That is how much He loves you. Remember that. You cannot do anything too awful, too evil, that God will not forgive if you turn and ask for forgiveness and you turn away from your ways of sin that go against the rules and way of God, and that God is about love. So let's not stand in hate. Let's stand in the light. Remember that. Join us again next week. In a couple of weeks. We are 1 week yes, 1 week no. And God bless and keep you safe.